morning and welcome back to Rural Survival on RBN. This is Open Lines, so any subject is open. Anything that our listeners would like to discuss or talk about or get the opinions of the rest of the public, or any questions that you might have that we can try and answer. If we can't, maybe one of our listeners can answer it for you. Just give us a shout, 1-800-313-9443. Again, that number is 800-313-9443. And like I said, any subject you want to talk about doesn't have to be what we're talking about. So give us a shout. Please don't wait to the last half hour, otherwise we may not be able to get your call in. And I really love hearing from our listeners. That's what makes us, I think, a great nation. We all have different opinions and different thoughts, but I think that when we can express them openly, without all the violence and all, that makes us, in my opinion, a better nation, better people, because we can do it without all the violence.
I agree. So, hey, Lori, here's one you might not have heard. TSA launches invasive pat-downs with more intimate contact than before. Now, I'm not going to read the article here, folks. I mean, the headline says it all. What is funny, in reality, is some of the comments about what people plan to do to get underneath TSA's skin when they're getting patted down. Now, me, I refuse to play. I just don't fly anymore. I'm not saying I never will, but right now I have no plans to. But I was reading some of these comments early this morning. One man wrote that he was going to act like he enjoyed it. He was going to act like he was really enjoying it just to get to TSA. That might be an interesting concept. Another guy was talking about, I hope he doesn't do it because I feel very sorry for the passengers on the plane he gets on. But he was talking about not taking a bath for a week before he went through the screening. Yeah, that would probably get their attention. But boy, I feel sorry for the guy in the seat beside him. I mean, there was just all kinds of ideas like this of how to get to him. I've got a feeling you'll be seeing videos coming out soon, you know, on YouTube or Vimeo or whatever. But instead of people getting mad, apparently from the comments I'm reading, they're taking it with a grain of salt and deciding to have fun with it. And I guess when it gets to such a point, what else can you do?
This is true. However, I don't know. They might come up with a hygiene thing about flying if that was the case.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying I recommend what that guy said about not taking a bath for a week. I don't recommend that at all, but I'm just saying that's just one of the comments I remember reading. But, you know, I could see we're messing with these guys' heads, these, you know, low-paid wannabe cops. I could see where it would actually be fun for anybody with a anywhere near average or above-average intelligence, because the people doing the job aren't that smart. Here's one. I love it. Just pop a Viagra and demand a pat-down. That would be funny. What's this one? Okay, here's this guy. Next time, I'll inform them that I identify as a female and see where it goes. I can see where that's
okay.
Oh, man.
So, I'm not going there.
Anyway, hey, we got a caller, Lori. We got Chris in Las Vegas.
Oh, we do. Chris in Las Vegas.
Chris.
Well, good morning,
everyone. Good morning, Chris.
Thank you very much. Since you're speaking about one of my least favorite agencies, the TSA, which I have done quite a bit of etymologic diagnoses and research into the generation of that so-called entity.
Right.
I find it goes back to the Khazar stormtroopers from the ancient Obersturmbannführer, which preceded Hitler's Nazi Germany.
Right.
And it was the progeneration or the creation of what was the Nazi youth groups, which we now have in our schools under what's called the DARE program, to familiarize children how to consume and use drugs.
Correct.
The pretext of preventing drug abuse, of course. And the Tsar store troopers, the SS, is what it eventually morphed into, the Nazi youth group.
Right.
Are being inserted as getting a camel's nose in the tent of Americanism by infiltrating every one of our airports, and soon it'll be the train stations, bus stations.
I think it already is in some of the cities. I think it already is in some of the train stations and bus stations.
I think you're correct. And they've been manning social events such as football games and baseball, hockey, all types of events of Americanism where we've never had to go undergo these pat-downs, in spite of the fact that I can't recall there was a movie or two, but there was never any actual consummation of any sort of wild-eyed, crazy, lone wolf shooter, active shooter event, had a sporting event that I have any recollection in my 65-year history. So the predicate.
Well, the way I understand things, and if callers, if I'm wrong, call me on it. But the way I understand things, TSA has never yet, in its 16-year history, stopped a terrorist.
Well, I think you're precisely correct in your observation. In fact, I get emails from them quite regularly, espousing that they've so-called recovered all these different types of dangerous devices, guns, knives, and so on and so forth. Although I don't find any substantiation for their hearsay allegations that they've actually done anything. It's just a bunch of magic numbers they've hypothecated out of thin air to try to impress the public with their effectuous enforcement and protection scenarios that they want to fool and trick us into thinking they're actually doing something when they've actually hired a lot of professional criminals, former pedophiles, and all sorts of discharged incarcerated persons for high crimes and misdemeanors to act as protectors when they're really abusing us. And in fact, they frequently are sexually violating us, our children, grandma and grandpa, everybody else that comes through their screening facilities.
Absolutely. Not to mention the thefts from luggage and carry-on baggage, which has been documented everywhere. And then they had a group, I think it was 14 TSA agents, they busted for, I think it was TSA. Now, if I'm wrong, I apologize to TSA, but I believe it was TSA agents that had imported over a ton of cocaine over a 2 or 3 year period and gotten away with it.
You're precisely correct. Like I say, I get quite a few emails from different governmental organizations of so-called Department of Justice agencies, and TSA is but one of them. And the amount of locations where they have been caught with cameras and other surveillance techniques, pilfering through the luggage that goes through for any types of valuables, clothing that's collectible, or anything else that they, electronics devices that they have a lust or stuff for,
right?
They steal them with abandon, with no compunction, no culpability, no liability, no oversight. And so what we've really done is we've put a bunch of criminals, kleptocrats, in fancy uniforms, and we call them protection agents, but they're really abusers. And
right.
It's like Gestapo stormtroopers. We want to see your papers. We want to see your stuff. If you got something in there, it's ours. You can't have it on the airplane. You might use your toothpaste or your mouthwash or your water bottle for some sort of device on the plane, hypothetically, with no basis to found it upon. So the whole thing is just a magical ruse to confuse,
yep,
to deceive, to believe that they're actually doing something worthwhile for all the billions of dollars we pay them to abuse us. That's the height of what they call the Stockholm Syndrome. Love your abuse.
Right. You know, I mean, I was thinking, Chris, I got a feeling I know when this is going to end. I think it's going to end first time that Tiffany Trump or Ivanka Trump, whatever her last name is, I forget, goes on a commercial flight and gets molested like so many other very attractive women have by some TSA agent that doesn't know who they are. I got a feeling that's when this will end.
Well, I think that might catch someone's attention. You know, of course, the Obamas, they made extensive use of the Air Force One and other planes to fly them and hundreds of their entourage and all their equipment and traveling fares to all their multitudinous vacations, so-called, when they
right.
really were probably making deliveries to other jihadi groups and terrorists of pallet loads of money like they did on the tarmac over in, I don't know, was it Afghanistan or Iraq?
Iran. Iran.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unmarked private jet.
Yes, indeed. So...
yeah, that was a mess, too.
Just one of many, a long train of abuses, as it says in the unanimous proclamation. And so we find ourselves that we are just absolutely being brutalized by these agencies. Remember, agencies do not fall within the chains of the Constitution to tie them down. They are without. They're actually under the executive powers of the POTUS in either his chief financial officer or CEO capacity or his War Powers Act as commander-in-chief capacity.
Well, you're absolutely correct on that. You know, I would love to see Trump say, you know, come out with a reason, which is a true reason, TSA is not cost-effective. And in reality, they're not cost-effective. You look at all the billions poured into TSA, and in 16 years, they haven't caught a single terrorist.
So I was looking on an email I had this morning from the Pacific Legal Foundation on a case called Rapanos et Ooks et al., U.S., and it has to do with the Clean Water Act, or Waters of the U.S., that Trump just did an executive order to repeal. And it's only about a six-page decision from the Supreme Court, and Ralph Winterode, who is also on this station, does a significant amount of research into fighting against these agencies under 5551, the Administrative Procedures Act, the headless fourth branch outside of government of Woodrow Wilson and his friend, L. Hauser. And so this is exactly this is what the PLF has done in this case. And the Supreme Court absolutely rolled them back and told them they were acting outside scope and sphere of what they can do. They avoided their compliance with the Administrative Procedures Act order for notice and opportunity to respond. And they were rulemaking, making law out of a policy, because they're all private agencies, they're private for-profit profits, corporate agencies. Therefore, they're making policy and calling it law, when it's nothing but mere color of law at the very best, and more likely just corporate policies for their agents.
Well, you know, when I say they, state and federal governments both, love to operate under the color of law. And many people buy this argument, you know, a regulation is a law, when in reality they're just ignorant of the facts. They don't know any better, and the various governments take advantage of this. You know, I've actually filed a suit here where I live about an agency that was acting under the color of the law. And as soon as I filed my petition, it was dropped, and the agency said, he's right. You know, it never even went to court. So color of law is also, in this state, punishable as a criminal offense, acting under the color of law.
Well, most states it is a criminal offense, because there's a very intriguing document that anybody can search out on the internet. It's called a primer, P-R-I-M-E-R, on eminent domain abuses by Matthew Bender Law.
Okay.
And Matthew Bender is a professor emeritus, I think, at Berkeley, but I'm not sure which college in Southern California he practices his professori capacity as a law instructor. But it was a very well-written tome, and in particular it has over 13 different Supreme Court rulings and multitudinous other decisions that tell you when counties or agencies, in particular municipalities,
states or whatever else.
Right.
Outside Scopes Fear and Color, they become outlaws, and in fact, they practice domestic terrorism, grand theft auto, felony oppression under
yes.
color of law, Fifth Amendment violations and takings without just compensation, and a multitude of other criminal activities, which you have to
correct.
See the individuals at the boards of commissioners who pass their agencies the ability to do these perversities to people and abuse them and steal their property into these negative asset forfeiture scams and schemes, and thereby hold them accountable for their abrogations to the Constitution and warring against the Constitution and the people and the rights of the people that are natural rights which are preserved in the Tenth Amendment because we're not parties to the Constitution.
You're absolutely correct. Actually, you're 1,000% correct. And this civil asset forfeiture has taken on a life of its own in many states, Georgia for one, I know for a fact. And if you look at the people that are fighting legalization of drugs, yes, it's law enforcement because they make a fortune at it. It's the cartels because if drugs became legalized, then the prices would drop significantly. In my way of thinking, it would be better to legalize them and let Darwin's theory and effect work and, you know, without interference. And I think that would solve the problem. But if we did that, Chris, look at all the jailers, all the lawyers, all the police officers that would be unemployed. And I think that's the reason you'll never see it happen. I worked on temporary duty in New Orleans for about 6 weeks. I forgot the official name. I think it was Naval and Marine Corps Border Interdiction or Border Surveillance. And what it was a half a dozen guys that looked at satellite photos, radar printouts, and stuff like that, and then would send a message to whatever military asset was closest to the bad guy. And this was under Reagan. George H.W. Bush was the drug czar at the time. But basically, for a quarter, it cost less than $250,000. The reason they shut us down was they said it wasn't cost-effective. And yet, we interdicted almost 90% of the drugs coming into the Gulf Coast.
Ah. Speaking to that particular institute, I did some investigative research into that one myself. And under the Department of Homeland Security, of course, created by Michael Chertoff,
right.
part of the cabal. And in fact, it goes back to 10 United States Code 2358, the Strom-Thurmond National Defense Act of 1961. And it's evil, wicked twin sister, the State Department Bulletin Pamphlet Number 7277, Freedom for More in a Peaceful Society. And Craig Fugate, under Janet Napolitano, I think it was the Assistant Director of Homeland Security. And
right.
he invoked the Corps, the Communist Corps of Engineers, the Army Corps of Engineers, it used to be, to come in and to abate, supposedly, and to seize private property under the guise of protecting it because it had been too dangerous. And therefore, he ordered bulldozers and other equipment to level, abatement, they call it.
Right.
I think ab is form of four, and by, and bait is probably more likely spelled B-A-I-T because you're the bait. And they're reeling you in with their schemes of destruction of your private property under the pretext of public safety protection when they're eradicating the lines of privacy and private property under the pretext of protecting you to put the public nose under your privacy tent and to abrogate the Castle Doctrine and the rights to private property, which are one of the most foundational fundamental rights ownership to exist in America.
You're absolutely correct. Chris, you're welcome to hang on through the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in 3 minutes. Call in number 800-313-9443.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good morning and welcome back. Hi, you're listening to Rural Survival with Tim and Lori Spencer. I'm Lori. We have Chris still on in Las Vegas on line 11. Chris, you want to go ahead and get us the rest of your thoughts for today?
Well, let me finish up, if you'll allow me.
And
Go right ahead.
Which Lori we have. There's a Lori that comes on sometimes at night with Freedom Screamer that's pretty good, too. So I was wondering which Lori we have, but that's okay.
We have Lori, Tim's wife.
Ah, very, very good. Tim Spencer.
Yeah, she's done local radio here, but this is her first show on internet radio.
Well, she has an absolutely wonderful and stunning radio voice, so I encourage
you to join in.
Absolutely. It's soft.
I fell in love with that voice 37 years ago.
You're an astute observer of quality of women's voices, Mr. Spencer.
Yes, sir, I am, and I'm proud of it.
There's a rather intriguing couple of citations, and I will only read one.
Okay.
It's very simple. And it's from Williamson versus the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the ACLU Foundation versus Barr with two R's. It is the duty of all officials, whether legislative, judicial, executive, administrative, or ministerial, to so perform every official act as to not violate constitutional provisions. And I would recall and point out that the 10th Amendment of the Constitution talks to rights far preceding mere governments of men that belong to the people, which are unalienable. And those come from the Creator God by the virtue of our creation. And those are the rights that protect the people in the Constitution, not the other ones. The other ones are for U.S. citizens subject to the power of Congress.
Correct. That decision is spot on. You know, Chris, if you don't mind, could you email me that citation? My email address is office@ruralsurvival.info. I'd really appreciate that if you could do that for me sometime soon.
I will absolutely do that for you, Mr. Spencer, and thank you for exposing us to the wonderful voice of your wife and bride, and God Bless America and ruralsurvival.info. So thank you very, very much for letting me contribute this morning.
Thank you for Chris. Chris, call back anytime you want, buddy. Corey, any reaction to Chris's call?
He had a lot of good information. He really did. I thank you very much for the compliments, both of you. That was very sweet.
What's the truth?
But like you said, this is, I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. These are the calls that I like because I like to hear what the public has to say. I like to hear what we, the people, have to say about anything and everything. It doesn't have to be politics. It could be just your thought of today, you know, that you might want to put out there. So give us a call and let us know. Number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And it's anything you want to talk about, so give us a shout. Please don't wait till the last 15 minutes or so because we'd like to hear from you. But, no, like I said, Chris had some really good points, and I'm glad he called in.
Yeah, excellent points. You know, I was just, again, looking over some of these comments about the TSA being more invasive. The comments are better than the article. You know, some of these I absolutely cannot read. I'm looking for something that I can.
Okay.
You know, I mean, some of them are really not fit for air.
Well, you know, while you're looking that over, I did make a comment earlier having to do with us continuing to pay our officials once they're out of office there, you know, in Washington. I'm just curious, am I the only one out there that thinks that we shouldn't be paying them once they're out of office? I mean, like I said, we get a job, we leave that job, we don't continue getting that paycheck. So should we, the people, continue to pay them that same salary even though they're not sitting in Washington anymore doing the job?
Well, good question, Maury. Yeah. Well, why don't we follow up on that after the break? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes. Go ahead and call in 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer on RBN. Today is Saturday, March 4, 2017. Laurie and I were talking about politicians, when they get out of office, getting sizable pensions. Well, I think part of this discussion is moot, because once you've been president of the United States, what else can you do? Now, admittedly, most people that are president of the United States, when they get out of office, do not need the government to pay them. However, you know, you look at Bush, you look at Obama, you look at Trump. None of these guys need the retirement to survive. But if a person that wasn't very rich became president, which is highly doubtful, yes, they would need a pension, because what else can you do once you've been president of the United States? Who's going to hire you? So that I go along with. Now, I was reading, it's called A Report on Retirement Benefits for Members of Congress, prepared in November by the Nonpartisan Congressional Research Service, and it outlines how pension benefits are calculated. The key provision: no member of Congress is eligible for any pension unless he or she has served in Congress for at least 5 years. To collect, a congressman or senator must be age 62, or be at least age 50 with 20 years of service, or be any age with 25 years of service. So this is basically a retirement plan, albeit, in my opinion, a very generous one. Now, let me see. It said, here's an example using a typical 25-year rank-and-file member who retired this year. The pension would be the sum of two calculations. First, multiply the salary, $172,443, the average salary over the last 3 years, times 20 years, time. 0.017 is the multiple. Then multiply that same amount, $172,443, times 5 years, times 0.01. Add the number to the first calculation, the total, about $67,250 per year. So these folks aren't retiring with full benefits. However, if you look at somebody like Nancy Pelosi, she's probably going to get over $170,000 a year. Again, somebody that obviously does not need it with all of her multiple millions, if not billions of dollars in, you know, personal funds. So, you know, this is the way it really works. This is coming straight from PolitiFact.com. Not that I rate them up as being super reliable, but I think in this case, it's probably a fairly reliable article. So, Ori, does that change your opinion on anything?
If they've been in office that long, I can understand it. But like you said, if Trump is able to do what he wants, which is to give them term limits, which I personally think there should be term limits.
I agree.
Then the only way they're going to receive some of these benefits is if they're there for like two terms, say their terms are 4 years apiece, like the president's. Then after two terms, they would be eligible for this pension. I mean, they did have jobs before they went in, so getting a job once they come out shouldn't be that hard, especially if they're somebody who, like, you know, Obama and them, who were attorneys at one time, can still fall back on being an attorney, or
right,
whatever their profession was.
I think everybody but the president and vice president could probably count on finding a job. But the president and vice president, there's no way.
Right, okay. That's a little bit higher office, so it's, you know, uh-huh, it's not as high as you can go. That, and I don't think that we the people should be paying for their medical either. We have to pay for our own medical or get penalized as it stands right now with the Obamacare stuff going on. I think that the Senate and the House itself should fall under those same things, you know. They're no better than we are, so why should we have to fork out our money to pay for their medical insurance when we have to pay for our own? Nobody's paying ours.
Well, let's not accidentally tell a lie by omission. You and I have our medical paid for. You get 80%, I get 100%, but it's because of my military service and the fact that I'm a 100% disabled veteran. Now, what you're saying is 1,000% true for a huge majority of our listeners. You know, they're on their own taking care of their medical expenses.
Right.
So what you're saying is not true, but when you say we, I wanted to make sure we didn't actually accidentally lie by omission. So go ahead and go ahead and continue,
well,
Ari.
I don't consider it actually, I don't consider me lying because, like you said, I still have to pay 20% of my bill. And I'm only protected because I have been married to you for so long. So, yes, and as a spouse of a military person, that spouse serves just like the person that's in the service. I mean, granted, we're not getting shot at and we're not being sent off to places that we can be shot at. But we are here at home doing our part for our spouse, our families.
Right.
And, you know, so please don't take that as the wrong way. And that, and I did work for DOD while you were in service. I was,
yeah,
an employee of DOD. So, but like you said, I still have that 20% that I have to pay.
Right.
So, and you know as well as I do, medical bills can run up into the hundreds of thousands depending on, you know, what the issue is. So it's not like, to me, you know, I'm still having to fork out money. You know, just
Sure you are.
Every other day. So, but I don't think that just because we both these people into the Senate or into Congress, that we the people should pay for their medical expenses. I mean, they're sitting up there in Congress doing a job that we've hired them to do. But at the same time, it's not the same as our military personnel who are being sent to different places and being shot at and putting in in hostile areas. I personally think, and not just because I'm the spouse of a military man, but I honestly think that our military deserves better. And that notion, I believe that President Trump is correct. They deserve better. They put their lives on the line. They're the ones that stand up and say, this is the job I want to do. I want to protect my nation, my family, my country, you know, and nowadays, it's not because they're being drafted, it's because they're volunteering to do it from the goodness of their heart, you know. So, yes, I fully back the president on this notion where our military deserves the best. They deserve what they were promised when they originally went in, that the nation would take care of them if anything were to happen. So, you know, people might say I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I think our military deserves the best of everything because they are the ones that put their lives on the line. And there are so many families who have given everything that they can give. And by that, I mean they have lost loved ones because they have died overseas. And anybody who knows anyone who is in the military, that military person is going to tell you that I'm not the hero. The hero is my buddy who died over there.
He or she is correct.
Exactly. You know, and I come from a long line of military, whether it's my biological father or my adopted father, it's a military family. So my husband being in the military, well, maybe that was a kind of a given, but hey, he did look good in uniform. And then, of course, we have a son who's in the Army, and he's doing his part, and it's not because we forced him into it.
No, not at all.
We also
don't worry, there was something I figured out the other day. Biologically, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I was adopted and so was my wife. But we both found our birth parents. Now, biologically, Lori, Kelly is the seventh generation on my side of the family to go in the military consecutively. I didn't figure that out until the other day when I was reading through some stuff.
Wow.
With the first one in that generation being with the, I think it was the 7th Etowah Rifle on the Confederate side.
Right.
Kit Gladden was his name. But going through my side of the family, Kelly is the 7th generation in military service. I thought that was neat.
That is cool. That
was very cool. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 7 minutes left in this section and then 4 minutes in the next segment. Give us a call, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Well, Lori, when we get off the air, we got a little bit of garden work to do. Our daughter says that there's no way we can do any rototilling because the ground's too wet, and that's fine. But I think we ought to go ahead and get that fertilizer and magnesium out. Since our friend Rick in Missouri told us about that magnesium and the research I've done on it, I think that's going to give us a record-busting garden this year.
Well, that'd be cool. More tomatoes. Yay. No, I'm just kidding. I love tomatoes.
Yeah, I think we ought to do really good. And I know we're going to have a lot of canning to do come about August. And you know me, I like to can stuff. So I got a feeling we're probably going to have a week solid of canning to do, which isn't bad. I do most of it.
Well, so, you like can. I'll let you can.
Yes, I do.
And I'll do the freeze dry.
Okay, that works. That absolutely works, Lori. But anyway, folks, give us a call. We've got about 5 minutes left in this segment. Anything to say? We can talk about any subject you want to. You know, sky's the limit. So 800-313-9443. Actually, I wouldn't worry. I wish Rick would call back. I wanted to talk to him more about his chickens he got the other day. But we didn't have time, I guess, in the first hour. But I can always call him back after the show. But anyway, Rick, if you're listening, you want to call back in, go ahead. Okay, what else we got going on, folks? I haven't looked at the news, the fresh news, since we started the show. It doesn't look like anything's changed. Looks like all the same.
Hey,
oh, this is interesting. Go ahead.
Didn't you tell me this morning that President Trump was tweeting about something?
Yeah, absolutely. But I'll tell you what, I'll tell you about that in a minute. Right now, let's go to Joe in Indiana that's on line 11.
Hi, good morning, Tim, and good morning, Laura. I think you were just about to talk about it, but I was going to let you know that, and I don't know if you covered it or first thing because I missed a few minutes of the show, but Trump did tweet something about being wiretapped. I don't know if that's what you were going to bring up.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly at the top of the show. Doc, it's interesting because what I found out from doing a little bit of reading in the Obama administration's attempt to document Russian interference in U.S. elections, one of the sources that they inadvertently cited, apparently, was the wiretap on the Trump Towers. And that's where what the press is saying is where the information came from, that he was wiretapped, was his own national security agency. So that's where we're at on that.
That's really remarkable. And I don't know what that would constitute, but I know the media will play it down and you won't hear too much about it. Hopefully you hear about it on, you know, Breitbart or some of the other sources. But,
right.
You know, it's interesting. I'm sure, Tim, you cover a lot of the bases, but, you know, I try to monitor a lot of the MoveOn.org, George Soros sites. And
right.
They are just openly in rebellion as far as their blocking efforts to literally bring down the Trump administration. They plan to openly say they plan to be at all these Republican meetings, town hall meetings.
You're right.
Every piece of his agenda, and even the false news. You know, and they said, "Well, we got Sessions on the run. Let's go for the whole. You know, let's go for the whole basket and get him to resign, and let's do this with all his cabinet members." So it's an open warfare. But I'm wondering, you know, I had lunch yesterday with a couple of my attorney friends, and one of them dabbles a little bit in constitutional law, and I was saying, isn't there anything out there where if a political party is openly attempting to block a constitutionally legitimate, you know, a constitutionally type of law, like with what Trump is trying to do as far as his cabinet appointments and some of his laws, isn't there some sort of law as far as that borders on sedition or has a different terminology? I'm not quite sure. But he seems to think so. He said, you know, there is something, but it would be buried somewhere in one of the tens of thousands of laws that are out there.
Where it's at, Doc. Give me just a second. I had it pulled up here. It is Title 18 United States Code, but I'm looking for the subsection. Doggone it. Oh, there we go. I was on the wrong page.
Title 18?
Title 18 United States Code, subsection 2385.
2385, okay.
Right, and also the one right before that, too, also 2384. And from what the Obama family representative said in the news yesterday, and I might be wrong on this, I would believe it was on dailymail.co.uk, where they quoted the family spokesman, the entire purpose of their OFA organization is to compel the resignation or the impeachment of Trump. That is their stated purpose. They are a 501c4 organization. Therefore, they do not have to list any of the people or entities that contribute, you know, whereas a C3 does, a C4 does not. And from what I understand, Soros is alleged to be contributing heavily, and particularly George Soros' son, who I forgot his name, But apparently he's stepping into his father's shoes as George Soros is ancient. So that's the info I have on it. So please give me anything you got.
I will. You know, I'm going to look into it. I'm going to hopefully get together later in the week and with these fellas, and then we'll see what they uncover, because they're curious too. You know, because we talked about World War One, World War Two, and during the communist era, if there was any type of organization or fifth column type activity,
right?
These are the type of people that can be brought to justice. You know, and
I agree.
It's amazing. It's amazing no one's made the move on George Soros. And I got to imagine Trump. He's a bright guy, and he may have his attorneys working on it. We don't know. We'll never hear about it
right.
in the mainstream media. But that could be possibly it. But I'll let you go because I know you got to laugh that small last segment. But
all right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate it. You call back anytime, buddy. All right. Well,
thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen, we're coming up on our final segment. We will be back in 3 minutes. We have time for one more call.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is Saturday, 4 March, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Okay, well, we don't have any callers on the line. At least not that I see on my computer. Lori, do you see anybody on yours?
Nope, no one at all at the moment.
Okay. Well, Lori, we were talking during the break, and I'm wondering if former President Obama is intentionally trying to get in legal trouble, trying to get arrested, hoping for a violent rebuff of his people. When I say his people, the communists, I'm not talking about race, I'm talking about political belief, the communists, the anarchists, the socialists, people like that. With my Machiavellian sense of foreshadow, you know, I wouldn't put it past him to be trying to violate Title 18 U.S. Code to get arrested so that the backlash would cause some intended action, where it's actual overthrow of the government or not, I don't know, but at least cause a tremendous amount of trouble, which his arrest would cause a tremendous amount of trouble. What's your opinion?
Well, I guess it's possible. I mean, of course, anything's possible. It's kind of hard to say what the man is actually thinking.
While he's such a narcissist, you know, I wouldn't put it past him. I truly wouldn't. I'm not saying that's what's going on, folks. I'm just saying that I would not put it past him. It seems to me almost as if he's trying to lay a trap for Trump. And, of course, if he was arrested, Trump would be blamed for it, when in reality it could be some fourth-tier U.S. attorney that does it. So, you know, I don't know what the answer is on that one, but it's something to keep in the back of our minds. The one thing I can guarantee is if he was arrested for sedition, there would be riots continuously in the cities for as long as he was in custody, would be my belief. You know, how dare somebody arrest somebody for committing a crime? And we've already got that attitude on the streets. You know, just look at all the protests every time somebody of color shoots at a cop and gets killed. You know, look at the protests just from that. So if their fearless leader was arrested, I think it could really be interesting.
Well, definitely.
Okay. All right, folks, we're almost... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Lori.
Okay. It's food for thought. But I do want to remind our listeners that when we say it's open lines, that means that this is your time for your voice to be heard, your thoughts to be heard, and for you to know that, one, odds are you're not alone, because there's other listeners out there who think the same. So I encourage and invite everyone to give us a call. Let us know their thoughts and opinions, and that includes the females out there. We didn't hear from any of them today, but I'm sure plenty of you are out there sitting there thinking things but just didn't call in. So please remember, this is the time for you, the people, to have your voices heard. So when we say open lines, it's your voices we want to hear.
All right, Lori, next week our guest is going to be Professor James McCanney. It's going to be an incredibly interesting show. He's developed some water filters that I consider to be the best in the world. He's also developing a wind generator that's capable of supplying an entire neighborhood and even an entire small city. Well, folks, that's it for us for today. Same time, same channel next week. We hope everybody has a great weekend and a safe next week, and hope you join us next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.